This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Meta will auto-blur nudity in Instagram DMs. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Friday, starting with three big headlines. The story of warehouse robotics is a story of attempting to keep up with Amazon. It's been more than a decade since the online giant revolutionized its delivery services through its Kiva Systems acquisition. On Thursday, Walmart announced a partnership with Fox Robotics, which brings 19 of the Austin-based startup's robotic forklifts to its distribution centers. The news follows a 16-month pilot, which found Walmart trialing the technology in distribution centers 60-20. Walmart announced plans to roll out the technology to all 42 of its regional distribution centers. That was nearly double the original target of 25. This week's news is more modest, targeting 4 high-tech DCs, but if things go well, the retailer will order more. Robotic forklifts are emblematic of a brownfield approach to automation, which is to say that the company is effectively retrofitting existing warehouses with technology rather than building that space ground up around the tech. I'm fine with it all as long as these robots comply with the first law of forklift robotics. Substack announced on Thursday it's introducing a few new features for podcasters on its platform. Most notably, the company is rolling out a Spotify integration that will allow podcasters on Substack to sync and distribute all of their free and paid episodes to Spotify's streaming service. In addition, Substack is introducing new custom audio transcripts and captions, along with improvements to clip sharing and mobile video. The launch of the new features comes as Substack has announced that podcasters on Substack are collectively earning more than $100 million in annual revenue, and that this number has more than doubled in the past year. The number of active podcasters on the platform has also more than doubled in the same period. The new integration with Spotify will make Substack podcasts discoverable via the streaming service, making it easier for podcasters to reach more listeners. So on Thursday, Meta said that it's testing new features on Instagram intended to help safeguard young people from unwanted nudity or sextortion scams. This includes a feature called Nudity Protection in DMs, which automatically blurs images detected as containing nudity. The tech giant said it will also nudge teens to protect themselves by serving a warning encouraging them to think twice about sharing intimate images. Meta hopes this will boost protection against scammers who may send nude images to trick people into sending their own images in return. Meta went into further detail on its website.
Nudity protection will be turned on by default for teens under 18 globally, and will show a notification to adults encouraging them to turn it on. When nudity protection is turned on, people sending images containing nudity will see a message reminding them to be cautious when sending sensitive photos, and that they can unsend these photos if they've changed their mind.
Meta is also implementing changes that will make it more difficult for potential scammers and criminals to find and interact with teens. The company is developing new technology to identify accounts that are potentially involved in sextortion scams and will apply limits on how these suspect accounts can interact with other users. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We begin with Patlytics, an AI-powered patent analytics platform that wants to help enterprises, IP professionals, and law firms speed up their patent workflows. From discovery, analytics, comparisons, and prosecution, to litigation. The fledgling startup secured $4.5 million in seed funding, oversubscribed, and closed in a few days, led by Google's AI-focused VC arm, Gradient Ventures. Up next, Hinge Health, a 9-year-old company that offers a digital solution to treat chronic musculoskeletal conditions, has cut approximately 10% of its workforce on Thursday. Before the layoffs, Hinge had over 1,700 employees, according to a LinkedIn estimate. And finally, Symbian, a cybersecurity platform that effectively controls other cybersecurity platforms, can automatically orchestrate and operate existing security tools. The Symbian platform attempts to respond to security events by letting customers steer security while taking care of lower-level details. That's it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Brian Heater, Aisha Malik, Natasha Lomas, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.